Straight Talk on how business architecture drives IT architecture alignment and transformation. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I'm joined today by industry expert and our guest star, William Ulrich. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
If you don't know him, Bill is president of TSG, partner at BAA, and a Business Architecture Guild co-founder. And in a parallel life, Bill also coached youth football, softball, and basketball, wow, and even moonlighted for a while as a restaurant reviewer. So, in the spirit of Straight Talk, we're going to keep this short. In just 5 minutes, Bill Ulrich is going to tell us everything we need to know about how business and IT architecture relate. No pressure at all there, Bill. So here we go. Bill, first break some key concepts down for us. What does business and IT architecture alignment mean?
Sure. Business and IT architecture alignment represent a state in which IT application systems and data deployments fully enable business strategy, business capabilities, and stakeholder value delivery.
And what does IT transformation mean?
IT transformation is essentially the means of achieving business IT architecture alignment. Could be small or it could be large. Large being change of a business model, small being putting out a new product.
How does business architecture help with both IT architecture alignment and transformation?
Business architecture provides a robust, unambiguous, non-redundant, ecosystem-wide frame of reference for the business and IT to leverage for understanding, transforming, and generally achieving stated business strategies. Business architecture removes the guesswork between business and IT. It lets the business refocus on setting business objectives and achieving business objectives, and it lets IT refocus on identifying scope and investing in IT architectures.
Now, how do we actually map a business architecture to an IT architecture?
Once a business architecture is articulated to a certain point, you can start to use it to align or map to the IT architecture. That point is generally represented at a starting position as decomposition of capabilities down to level 3, identifying and articulating externally triggered and selected internally triggered value streams, and getting a first cut information map to reflect the business capability object relationships in the capability map. That establishes your baseline for understanding the business. Because capabilities and information concepts are based on clearly defined, well-articulated, non-redundant business objects, you can start to use those capabilities to identify the automated systems that either are in place or that you need to start to deliver value. Similarly, you can use the information map to identify the data impacts and data changes that may need to occur from a business-driven perspective. In fact, there's actually tools that you can use on the IT architecture side to identify at a more granular level some of this information. But the key thing is to use the capabilities as the linchpin for connecting what the business does and how it's automated and where. Once you do that, you can connect those back to the value streams, and they will show you which capabilities and which systems are delivering customer and other stakeholder value. It's as plain and simple as I stated, although it is fairly a large task in large IT architectures. So all of these exercises and investments in time from an IT mapping perspective should be driven by specific business transformation goals and business objectives so that you can clearly control scope and focus on the best value back to the business.
Got it. And anything else?
Yeah. IT really needs to stop trying to silo itself. IT in and of itself is not a standalone business, although there are movements to that direction. IT is another business unit that happens to own the role of automation of IT architectures. IT needs to be an integrated perspective. It shouldn't think of the business as an internal set of customers. It should recognize the real business customers and the real business products that are delivered to those real business customers, just as the rest of the business does. Siloing IT into a business and tricking itself into believing that your customers are really the business and your products are really what you're delivering back to the business creates confusion, and it really avoids and undercuts the ability to drive real value to your actual customers who really are interested in acquiring your real products.
One last question, Bill. You know we love six-word memoirs. So if business architecture were to have a six-word memoir to describe its relationship to IT architecture, what would it be?
Unambiguous business ecosystem frame of reference.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bill. We truly appreciate the opportunity to learn from all of your wisdom and experience. And thank you all for joining us on Straight Talk. We'll talk again soon.